Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, Jed, thank you. Sports Daily. On a Wednesday, where are you with the Olympics? Have they grabbed you yet? Too many other things going on?
Honestly, yes.
Yes.
The time zone's tricky, but more for me personally. Yeah, I'm in sort of catch-up mode on the Olympics because my wife's opening a business this week, and you know we're trying to balance that and kids and these other two jobs, and it's been tricky for me to catch anything live, I will say that.
So where are you with the Simone Biles story? And are you surprised at the reaction that people in large numbers? I don't know. She's getting a lot of support. And for those of you that don't know, Simone Biles pulled out of the team competition in gymnastics. And then has announced today that she's pulling out of the individual competition as well. And Jacob, the reason basically is her mental health. And this has become an issue that with Naomi Osaka and others that is much more in the forefront right now. And yet it seems to elicit a very strong response from people who, for lack of a better description, tend to just flippantly question the toughness, the mental toughness, whatever the cliche is in that regard about these particular athletes. I don't know. These dealing with, and I don't know the specifics of what Simone Biles is dealing with, but I think that anxiety, things of this nature are very real things that people have to deal with. And so who am I to question someone like Simone Biles or anyone else that's dealing with things mentally in a situation that's causing them doubt or putting them in a potentially dangerous situation because their level of concentration isn't, whatever the case may be. I think it's interesting to gauge people's reaction to this.
As if this country needed, you know, this discussion
right now. Exactly.
Like it's one, if everyone will just step back, the problem, like everything now, is you see something and it's time to form your opinion on it right that second. And you will be unwavering in that opinion. Right.
Right.
Just step back a second. Listen, step back and listen to what other gymnasts say. And a gymnast will quickly tell you, when you are dealing with what she's dealing with right now, when you don't complete the amount of twists in a vault or something like that, it's the equivalent of the yips. I've heard it called the twisties. I think that's what Nastia Lukin called it. And it becomes genuinely dangerous to try and do those tricks when whatever it is that is that mental block isn't allowing you to do it. I have known people, and I'm not going to name a name here, but just to equate it, I've known people very personally that in like what we do for a living, Bruce, something triggered some anxiety, some traumatic event, a story perhaps, something that hit too close to home. And in the reading, like, you couldn't find the breath to finish your sentences. And, like, right. It was a mental block that had come in. It happens all over the place. So when Simone Biles says, I've got to pull out to focus on my mental health, it's as much a physical issue as anything, because if she mentally can't get through the progressions of a routine, she's putting herself in danger. And two, she's smart enough and at a high level enough to know, I'm no good for my team right now. When she steps aside from the team, there are alternates that can step in and try and lift the team back up, which is what happened. Sure. Saved the silver medal yesterday. In the individual all around, she steps aside. She knows. Look, she's as high-level athlete at what she does as we have. She knows right now, like, I can't do this right now. I know myself enough to know I'm not going to be able to do this. Another American steps in. She's helping her team. She's lifting her team up by being willing to say, I just can't. I know that I can't do this right now. I'm not helping the team. So first of all, when I listen to other gymnasts talk, that's what I take away from it. She's not hurting her team. She's helping her team. She knows she can't do it. She's smart enough to know and willing enough and humble enough to say, I can't keep trying to force it here. It's not going to work. I equate I equate this to Andrew Luck a couple of years ago. Andrew Luck quit football for mental health reasons. He had a physical injury, but he said, I can't go through the mental drain of going through another rehab. It's not worth it for me. I've got to step away. Did Andrew Luck take this kind of grief for when he did it?
No, of course not.
Of course he didn't.
No, absolutely not. Yeah, Abby, think about the things that Simone Biles is doing 12, 15 feet above the ground. Which, by the way, none of us can do. Hell, I can barely walk down a sidewalk and stay on it, let alone traipse across a balance beam, you know, doing vaults and various sundry things. Are you kidding me? No. That woman has more than taken care of any legacy that she needs to, not only in the Olympic Games, but in the sport of gymnastics. And it's just, it's silly to question what her motivation or perceived lack of motivation is. It's just absolutely silly to me. But you're right. The willingness to react and react quickly and to react aggressively is unfortunate. Back in just a minute. More coming up. We'll talk about quarterbacks and the power that they have now in the NFL. Really, is this much of it a change as we think? Has Aaron Rodgers really changed the way that things look in Green Bay? What was gained? What was lost? NFL camps convening. Jacob and I are on it as we continue in a moment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.